Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With 100 days until Green Bay hosts the NFL draft, many hotels, Airbnb, Verbos, you name it, are sold out. Rented out, that is. You got Elizabeth and Radar here on the mix. That also includes campsites at Brown County Parks. You know, people are going to be camping, and a lot of people are looking to camp. Parks director said they've added additional campsite because, well, it's been a challenge, but it's also been a good thing for Green Bay.
Having the draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin brings its own uniqueness, and that is we are big into outdoor recreation, and as a Midwest as a whole, camping is a staple in a lot of our lives.
You might see some people opening up their backyards. You want to camp here? $100 a day. Come on. You can use our bathroom.
My friend Diane is doing just that.
Is she really? See?
So she has a second place up in Green Bay because, if I'm not mistaken, it was her dad's place. And when he passed, she inherited the place. She calls it her chalet on the bay. And she had sent out an invite to people saying, hey, look, if you want to bring your campers, if you want to bring your tents, there will be some space in the backyard. I mean, they're estimating 500,000 extra people are going to be up there
right
in Green Bay.
Gotta make some
now
room.
If you remember, we booked our Airbnb before last year's draft even happened. Having gone to the draft in Kansas City and seen how much fun it was, we knew once it was coming to our home state, we had to be there. And I told my husband, sister, and brother-in-law, we need to lock this in before the Detroit draft happens because people are going to get excited about it. They're going to see the promotion for next year, and they're going to book everything.
Why not?
So we booked it for two nights. The people that own the Airbnb reached out a couple months ago and said, we goofed. We meant to have this for three nights. You're going to have to book a third night.
They didn't goof
for an
nothing.
Extra $2,500 a night.
No, they didn't goof
so
nothing.
I went through customer service at Airbnb, who were amazing and very helpful, reached out to those hosts and said, you can't change the terms of the agreement.
Good.
But here's the thing. The hosts of this Airbnb, they're on the clock because they could.
Everybody's on the clock.
Cancel us.
Well, they take your chance, right?
They could. If they cancel us, though, that means they are banned from Airbnb and can't ever book on there, but they're going to make their money from Verbo or whatever
else
they're
going to slide over to something else. Sure, why not?
We are waiting. I'm anxiously waiting, seeing, are they going to pull a fast one and cancel on us? Or have they already booked the third night? And maybe they have, and I'm sure somebody would use it.
Right.
Either way, I am pushing this to the limit up until, and we didn't cancel on them despite how they treated us trying to change our booking, simply because of the principle. I think about people that come from out of state and other places, and is this the experience that they're going through? We know we could drive up every day and drive down if we wanted to, and we've got our friend Diane. We could be camping out with our
tents camp
in the backyard.
Diane.
But I'm just saying, if you're an Airbnb host, think about how you're treating the people that are renting from you. Because if you make the mistake that you didn't book the right dates, that's on you if you didn't list it as that.
As a Bears fan, I thought it was always Green Bay nice. Everybody was very nicey-nice up in Green Bay. Until this. Until the money happens.
I don't think these hosts actually live in Green
Bay. That's what it is. Yeah, they own these places and they're like,
but
we can get more money.
I told you, Bernie. You know, if they cancel on us, you're all going to hear about it.
You probably are.
They better not.
Don't be canceling on Elizabeth. You're going to be in trouble. That's what you need to know on the go. And coming up, this is your chance to ask a question. Maybe you got something that's been bugging you, sticking in your craw, as people say. What are we solving for you today with Text Roulette? We will spin the wheel because we get so many text messages. Wherever it lands, maybe it's going to land on your text that you all have been sending at 414-432-1099.